I'm just sending my message, which I sent to you on this Christmas and the New Year's Day, duly recorded so that you may hear my voice. This year is going out, and the new year will soon be ushered in. The present year is gone and old. Let it depart, you need not worry. It had been kind to you, not so kind as it should have been, but God willed it so. However, you must strive to be different from what you are during the present year. Strive to reach Him, be a true devotee, crave for blessings from the Almighty, pray for His mercy, promise unto Him that you will go up the divine path at any cost, and nothing shall deter you from achieving this object. The new year will be happy for you if you do not waver in the divine path or slacken your pace therein. Remain firm and go ahead, caring for none and heeding none except the one, the Master. Follow your Master with full faith embedded in your heart. If the faith in the Guru dims, the disciple falters and falls. Faith carries him forward in the regions which are otherwise impossible of traversing. This new year means a new life to me and those who are attached to me in this noble cause of God. In this period we have to make sacrifices which alone lead to bhakti. These sacrifices will be of one's low desires, hatred, ill will, malice, name and fame, pride and egoistic life. Unless we are ourselves symbols of sacrifice, we cannot advance any further in the divine path. Without sacrificing all that we have, how can we reach His bhakti? New year has come. Be new. Leave the sloth of the old. Implicitly follow what is required of you. You failed to do this, to do so this year, and you suffered this mistake. These mistakes are not to be repeated. A central place of worship should be established in the east and west of USA and everywhere where the refreshing waters of Nam may rain forth to soothe the lacerated hearts of thousands and thousands of the grief-stricken human beings. They are unhappy because they are drifting away from Him evermore. Blessed are they who are chosen in the setup of Master's work. The Christmas and New Year is starting with happy congratulations. May your life be devoted to the service of the Lord and the Guru. May your body and mind get imbued with intense love for the beloved. The teachings of the Masters have been all along, one, he who loveth not his brother abideth in death. Second, my children, let me not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Third, beloved, let us love one another, especially who are linked with the silken bonds of love of true brotherhood at the feet of the Master. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Fourth, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And fifth, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The law of the kingdom is love. The entire code of conduct of one who belongs to the kingdom may be summed up in two thoughts. One, love of God, and two, love of man. Let us live a new life of peace, harmony and love. The essence of religion in love, peace, is love, peace, humility, service and sympathy. Love all, not merely your relatives and friends. Love the sinner too. Bless them that curse you. Pray like Guru Nanak, peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O Lord. I would be glad if all of you who are residing in United States or elsewhere will sit together in all loving cooperation and devote your life to the service of the Master's work which has been brought in before you. Those who do the most, they will be blessed most. With all love to each one of you, I close this passage.